I'm Paul Love Slater.
Talk Radio.
Welcome to Boomer Equestrian. I'm Paula Slater, your host. This is a show for all those horse lovers over the age of 40 who would like to keep riding, want to learn, or people who have lost their confidence over health issues or just getting older. If you're interested in calling in and sharing some of your ideas, the number for the guest call-in is 516-387-1485. I have a guest lineup that includes sports mindset coaches like Ann Gage, equine education therapists, and product manufacturers and inventors. This is a show where you, the listener, can contribute your ideas and information about helping others to stay in the saddle for as long as they want to. I have interviews with really interesting people. For example, Randall DeJean from Harry Back Ranch, she invented the Solo Ride, which is a mounting system that allows the rider to mount without a gate or a stump or whatever. It's quite interesting. And then also staying on the same line, and a stirrup inventor, another one, Louise Ford from Florida, invented the step-up stirrup. And then I have, for the health area, I have Sharon Kotsky from the Light, the photonic light. And this is something that can be used on humans and animals. And I've been using it on my knees because at my age, my knees are pretty creaky. So I found that it's quite effective. Of course, it doesn't cure because my issue is arthritis, but it does help take away the stiffness and the pain. And it also helps with other things like sore back. And for horses, Sharon has used it for the onset of colic. And while she's waiting for the vet to come, she's used that and found that she doesn't need the vet services. So these are just some of the many topics that we'll be covering. If anyone would like to call in and add anything to the show in terms of ideas about how they can keep riding after the age of 40, because as we know, unless you're absolutely perfect in every way, your body starts to break down, and as you age, and your knees and your back and your hips all get stiff, and we need to really be careful about trying to keep them warmed up and ready to ride. One of the products that I've used over the years has been Back on Track. I use the knee brace, and they make a whole line where they have long johns, shorts, shirts, everything, wrist braces, gloves, especially for those people who have arthritic hands. They're wonderful gloves. They're riding gloves or just the regular gloves. Very comfortable. Something to think about. Also, we'll be looking at the mindset coaches. Now, I have an interview with Jane Pike from My EquiCoach. And Jane coaches performance riders as well as just the regular trail riders or recreational riders. And she deals with issues such as confidence, anxiety, and all of these things, or her training rather, can be applied to anyone. It really doesn't, you don't have to be, it doesn't have to apply to riding. She's talked to a number of people, and this is all done on the internet. She lives in New Zealand, so she's able to talk with people all over the world. And she has a regular coaching program that can be either group or private, depending on your what you want. So it's very interesting that way. And there are also equine educational therapists that will be talking about what they're doing with groups, such as the staff from a big company or a school or any sort of situation like that, how horses, rather, partner with people to help them understand what's necessary to get along. Very interesting. And you don't have, there's no riding involved, but this is a great way for horses to work with people in a positive and life-giving way. And also they're working with at-risk students or people that have post-traumatic stress. It's just amazing. And I was talking to Peter Hurst, who is a former trainer, racehorse trainer, and he's now retired. And he was lamenting the fact that the race industry has lost the popularity that it once had. And many horses are now without a job. And I think to myself, hey, you know what? A perfect job for these horses would be working in the therapy industry with trainers and therapists. And because horses have that magical ability to intuitively connect, they know, and they're doing a great job in some of the facilities that are around the world. Something to think about. I've also talked to people who are working with rehabilitating, or no, not rehabilitating, but training wild Mustangs. And I'm learning about this. I didn't realize that Mustangs were so gifted. And I always thought they were way too wild to be ridden or trained by anyone. But that is not the case. The Bureau of Land Management in the United States is trying to find adoption homes. And these horses can be trained and they become extremely loyal. And think about it. They're extremely hardy because they've survived the wilds on bare minimum grass and not any care at all. So they've got really good bone, excellent hooves, and an excellent constitution. And they're able to jump 6 feet. They have to have 6-foot enclosures to keep them safe while they're in training. So something to think about for those people who are endurance riders or would like to be endurance riders, or just trail riders. The Mustang is a wonderful option. Well, this is just the introductory show, and I really hope to hear from listeners. Again, if you would like to call in, it's 516-387-1485. Oh, getting back to rider comfort, I'm thinking about a new product that has come out. It's a cooling vest, and you can see it. It's a Technische cooling vest, and if you go on to horselovers.com and type in that, you'll be able to come up with the information about this. And as, of course, if you're over 40, you know about hot flashes, and you know about how difficult it is to keep cool. Even if you don't have those issues, just riding in the summer can be very challenging for the older person if you get overheated. So this cooling vest is a solution to that problem. And that's what I'm interested in. Products that solve problems and that give a solution to the older rider. Now, when I started about 5 years ago looking at what is available for senior riders, I found a video on the Schley's saddle company, and I saw a woman who was 90. There was a video of a woman who was 93 and still riding. Awesome. All right, well, this is Paula Slater for Boomer Equestrian. Hope to see you next time. Bye.